Despite the debacle on Sunday, the Elections Department headquarters in Doral had short, quick lines on election day. One problem, though, many people didn't realize that they needed a signed affidavit to drop off their loved ones' absentee ballots. Claudine Pierre, a Haitian-American woman from Miami Lakes, was there with her husband's ballot in hand.
He has to be present. I have to have an affidavit. I didn't know about it. I wish someone would have said something on the news, you know.
Kaya Freeman of Coral Gables also had trouble. Flanked by her three small children, she voted, but then walked away with her husband's ballot in hand.
I understand with all the shenanigans that go on with the voting, so I don't know if he's going to get his ballot in, unfortunately.
Oh, no!
Yeah, he's working today, and, you know, I don't think, but we'll try, we'll see.
Despite very short lines, people complained. One was upset that he was being asked for a photo ID. Others were annoyed that there was no parking. Shlomo Cohen, an 83-year-old Israeli-American who voted for Obama, was also annoyed.
They cheated me. They say I can submit the absentee ballot in Miami Lakes. I go there, they say, no, you have to go to the Doral. Why can't I submit this in Miami Lakes? What is the idea behind it? It's just to make things difficult for the voters.
Cuban-born Mark Perez voted early for Mitt Romney. He was there to pick up an absentee ballot for his mother, who's 93 years old.
Wonderful to see people out here exercising their right. A lot of people that are here in this area come from other countries. They know what it's like to not have that right. That's why it's so important to see this turnout. People are out exercising that right.
I'm Deborah Acosta in Miami.